For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. It might seem that performing one's own composition would be easier than having to interpret someone else's work, but the experience is not without its challenges. Cellist and composer Joshua Roman filled me in on what it's like to be featured as both a performer and a composer in the Spoleto Festival USA Chamber Music Series.
It's in some ways, it's more nerve-wracking. When you're playing someone else's music, you come to your interpretation. You're bringing someone else's ideas to life. When it's your own, it's, in my experience, it's not always easy to take yourself out of the composer mode and to get into that place where you're interpreting what's already there. And I think I have gotten there with Writing Light especially, but the first thing that happens is that you're just constantly questioning the decisions that you made as a composer. And because you have the ability to change it. If you don't like something, you don't, and someone else wrote it, you don't change it. You find a way to make it work. And we're very well trained at doing that. That's a lot of what it's about. But when it's your own music, then it's very tempting to say, well, it doesn't really work. I'm not going to find a way to make it work. I'm just going to write it differently. So that being in that mind space of that sort of constant critique in the moment of the music that you're playing doesn't really allow you to let go and be in the moment as a performer and inhabit the music fully. And so getting out of that mode, I've found to be a challenge, not an impossible one, but in some ways a really exciting challenge because it opens up a new way of thinking about other music as well. All of that to say, yes, it can feel very exposed.
For the festival's chamber music series, you just performed your composition, Writing Light. That's a work with a really evocative title. What's the story behind it?
Well, the piece was commissioned by Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, which is one of those huge European-style cathedrals. You can fit more than a football field inside of the main cathedral. So it's huge and cavernous and has this great echo. And I was doing a collaboration with an artist who has synesthesia, where when she hears a sound, she also sees a color. So from the very beginning, I had the idea of somehow working with color or light. And it sort of evolved from there that I would imagine different things as I was improvising in that cavernous space. And I came up with this gesture that sounded like almost like a timpani. And then I would rush with a harmonic from really soft to really loud afterwards. And I got the idea that it sounded like what a beam of light might sound like as it shoots out from the darkness. So then I imagined following this beam of light or even riding it, strapping on a saddle and riding this beam of light all through space, different atmospheres, different gaseous clouds and asteroid fields, water, all of these different things to come up with different kinds of colors to play with on the cello. So the riding light refers to riding that beam of light, not very dissimilar to Einstein's famous thought experiment, but from a very different and colorful perspective.
You also describe yourself as a curator. Mm. What does that involve?
I actually run, I'm artistic director of a series in Seattle. It's a chamber music series, 4 or 5 concerts every year. And so I bring people in from other places. And also we do projects that are Seattle based. At a TED summit, I curated a concert. I've done things at the Colorado Music Festival. So that's where the curator hat comes in.
Highlights of a conversation I had with cellist, composer, and curator Joshua Roman. Roman is performing a range of works in this year's Spoleto Festival Chamber Music Series, including his own, Riding Light. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.